If it's on your mind...
Would you like me to seduce you?
Let's talk about it.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
The Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM, WUTQ.
We got 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. 9:28. It's a Thursday morning Talk of the Town show.
Mike, I want to try that. Can I try that?
Sure.
It's the Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh.
Mike Walsh, Walsh, Walsh. I love those things. That's great.
That is cool.
I can't believe somebody actually invested in me. Hey, if you want to slap the headphones on, go ahead, because we are going to take phone calls today for Jerry Krause, Utica City Councilor at Large. Did I get that right? Well, it took me like 3 months
to
get it.
You did. At Large, meaning I handle issues relating to the whole city. There's three of us at large. Six handle different wards, sections of the city. Nine total council people.
You got the whole pie. You got the whole thing.
It's a lot of walking, a lot of driving, a lot of phone calls.
Speaking of walking, I was thinking of you this morning back in the old days when we did radio together up the street. And it was for Hurricane Katrina. You walked from Syracuse to Utica. Was it from Red Cross to Red Cross?
I walked from the Red Cross in Syracuse to the Red Cross in Utica.
Okay. And I want to say this. I'm not going to say that it rained, you know, quite a bit or a lot or anything. I want to say it rained. There was not a period of five seconds that it did not rain that you were on the road.
When I planned this out, actually I used to take my dog for walks, and I'd plan out how long it took me to do a mile, how long it took me to do 10 miles, and I kind of calculated it would take me a couple of days. You know, I wasn't going to walk overnight. I had to crash and get some rest. So when I was planning it, it was perfect, beautiful fall weather. We're getting to like this time of year, and I think when I started it, it was in the rain, and I finished, and it was in a rain.
How many times did you change your socks? Because that's what I remember.
I had to keep changing my sneakers and my socks because I didn't want to get blisters. So what I would do is I have a support van coming behind me, so I take my sop and wet socks and sneakers off, put them up on the window where they had the defroster going and the heater going, and just try to dry them, and I put another pair on. I have like three pairs I'd rotate. But
well, and Woody was driving the van, I think, so that must have been a treat for him to be smelling your wet socks drying.
I had to pay him extra on the side, buy him a couple extra lunches.
Some guys will do anything to be in the business.
Because one thing I had talked to actually Joe Kelly, because Joe had done a long walk earlier, and I said, "Hey, give me some tips." And he said, "Whatever you do, don't get a blister. If you get a blister, you're done."
Sure, sure. So you'd be walking on crutches.
Yeah.
Okay. So the matter at hand, we had a city council meeting last night. You guys meet. What is it? Every Wednesday?
Every other Wednesday. During the course of an average week, we're all on different committees. Now, for example, I'm on the Public Safety Committee. I'm on the Parks and Recreation Committee that also involves veterans and seniors. And then I'm on the Codes Committee as well. And there's a few other different committees that I'm not on, but I'm welcome to come into the meetings. Mm-hmm. And at our committee meetings, we have those. And those are basically placed in on the calendar, you know, around the different council meetings. So in the course of any given week, we're doing 2-3 meetings anyway. Okay. And then we have paperwork to follow up on and phone calls and, you know, different emails back and forth with our committee members and our council members. So it's nonstop. It's not boring, Mike, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, and you know what? I want to go to a meeting, but I got to know, is there food and drink available? And can I bring a date?
I wish.
Okay.
I wish there was food and drinks available. No, we go in there. We do business. You know, we're on the job. But occasionally, before a meeting, we'll have somebody will bring in a little tomato pie or something. We'll have a little something, because we start like yesterday. We started at 5:30 with a finance committee meeting, and we had some folks in from the water board to talk about a few things. 6 o'clock on a regular council night, we do what we call a caucus meeting. So we talk about the legislation that's coming out, what's in committee, what kind of issues that we have. Sometimes we have a guest. They'll come in and talk to us during the caucus, which is right next door, the adjacent room to the council meeting, you know, the big council floor where we have the council chambers. We have a side room where we have a couple big tables together. We can sit around there and discuss what's coming up at the meeting. And then hopefully at 7, we're ready to go, and we get into the council chambers, and we start our meeting there. Yesterday's meeting ran till probably about 9:30 or so, and we had a couple very special guests talking about some very interesting issues. So, that process for us yesterday with the council started with preparation for a meeting just after 5 o'clock, and we finished up probably heading towards 10 o'clock.
That's a full night.
Yeah.
Your phone calls are welcome for Jerry Krause,
Utica
City Councilor at Large. And you missed a good one too, let me tell you. They finally put together more than one good inning.
So we did keep getting some score updates. Every now and then somebody would whisper the score.
That's nice. 624-0870. 624-0870 if you want to check in with Jerry. There's our first call already. Let's go for it. You ready to get field some calls?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, because you know they're not always friendly. Sometimes it's hostile fire incoming.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Okay.
B95, good morning.
Yes, I'd like to ask Jerry Krause, being that he's on the committee for codes, if he can introduce some kind of legislation to regulate cats in neighborhoods, and he's part of the Humane Society.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We are looking at actually some legislation as far as vicious dogs, the ordinance in the city, and how those relate to neighborhoods and what we can do to kind of improve that situation, because we do have some issues with that. As far as cats, you know, it's an interesting concept for us to actually put some legislation on the books. We do have the animal control officer in the city of Utica.
But they don't do anything. We've been through codes, the health department, through the I can't even think of the rest of them. We've been through all of them, and they tell us they can't do anything.
Believe me, I know from our day-to-day calls that we get up at the Stephen Swan Humane Society, stray cats and stray dogs are a big issue, not only in the city of Utica, but in the county, in the state, and in the country. You know, these issues are being felt by humane societies and animal control agencies everywhere. It's just an issue that we certainly are plugged into. You know, sometimes it's frustrating because we don't have enough room to take in all the strays, and that's a whole other issue. So it's a spaying and neutering issue. We ask the public to make sure they get their pets spayed and neutered, and we do what we can with limited space and limited money up at the Humane Society.
Yeah, not an easy situation. Talk to me about special guests last night at the meeting, Jerry. You said you had a couple of special guests.
Well, Dr. Herboe came in, and Dr. Taras Herboe is a very well-known local educator, and now he's running the Municipal Housing Authority for the city of Utica. And they had a presentation that involves some of the upcoming projects. 7 homes in the Lincoln School site over in West Utica are going to be built. Now, that's an old elementary school that was torn down, and it was sitting vacant. The lot's been vacant in that neighborhood for a while. So even though it wasn't a terrible eyesore, it's just a vacant lot. But now some houses are going to be built, similar to the projects that they were involved and they completed for the Hope 6 project in Utica, where they built, I think, over 60 new homes in the central city area. So new homes are going up there, also similar to what they did at the old Washington School over on Oswego Street. So you know, they're also putting in the central city, the Cornhill area, some handicap accessible homes are being built. So federal money's coming in for these building projects, and Dr. Herboe and his crew, John Furman, they were all there to talk about also some of the relief that they provide for some of the displaced apartment dwellers from the Obelston apartments when they had the fires. The Municipal Housing Authority stepped up and provided some emergency housing for them. There's a Bleecker Street project going on. They've got a youth project called AmeriCorps for youth and veterans. They're being invited to give back to the community and be involved. So they've got some dynamic things going on. So we had a presentation about that. And then we had a presentation from both sides of the city ambulance issue. We had Kathy Kunkel, vice president from Kunkel Ambulance Service. She gave us a presentation as far as how this situation looks from their view. Mm-hmm. And then we had Mark Ambrose from the Utica Fire Department give us a presentation on how the city ambulance service is running from the Utica Fire Department's view. And they talked about the legal process, how it continues with the certificate of need, and it's, you know, being appealed in the courts. And
so does the Utica Ambulance Service, the ambulance service provided by the city of Utica, continue to operate while the appeal process is on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's interesting, as I always like to mention, and we talk to people about, you know, how we absorb the information. We're learning as we go. You know, Mrs. Kunkel gave a presentation yesterday. They gave us some information. Mark Ambrose from the fire department gave us some more information. It's our job as, you know, the representatives of the city taxpayers and city residents, in my eyes, to make sure that, A, the residents are going to be taken care of as far as safety. Mm-hmm. Got to make sure that there's going to be adequate ambulance service provided. And then, B, we have to look at the costs.
Sure.
Now, you know, when you talk about upcoming budget discussions, and those are looming right ahead of us, you know, we've seen what happened in Rome. We've seen what's going to happen with the county budget being debated. Onondaga County out in Syracuse had their budget go through. And it's not pretty. You know, there's just not a lot of extra money sitting around in accounts ready to be parlayed into, you know, helping out what's happening here. When you look at it like a scale, like if you can imagine your right hand and your left hand, when your left hand keeps going up with the cost, we've got these mandated costs from the state. You got pension costs. You got contracted salary costs. Those are all going up, 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 up,
sure.
up. Now, on the right hand, we don't have a corresponding going up, up, up with monies coming in. Mm-hmm. Sales tax revenues aren't going to be more. You know, if they are, wow, God bless us. because, you know, the economy's in a bit of a slump here. So the sales tax revenues aren't going up. We're not getting big stimulus checks coming in from the government to help out municipalities. We're not going to probably be seeing a huge tax increase to burden all of that increase that we see on the left side. You can't say to these property tax owners every year, we're going to keep raising your taxes to meet these obligations. So something's got to give. What's going to happen? We got to start being, again, more cost efficient. We've got to make sure the tax dollars are being spent wisely. Every dollar's got to be looked at. When we get into these budget books, you know, the book's about an inch thick. We got to go through every line and say, you know, where are we with these overtime costs? Can we cut those back? Where are we with equipment costs? And where are we, you know, with, you know, the capital plan and other things? Is there anything that we can do to try to help us financially? We have the budget director involved in that. We have all the councilmen are involved. The department heads are involved. People are, you know, the city controller, the accountants. Everybody's looking at all these numbers, trying to figure it out. What we certainly don't want to do in the end is, you know, lay off people and forego people's jobs. You know, that's very important in this economy. If you're not working, then you're definitely not going to be buying stuff. So you got to keep everybody going forward, everybody, you know, on the path to, you know, a better life. And you start talking about layoffs and you start talking about all this other, you know, loss of employment. It's just not a good scenario at all. So we're hoping that by some creative methods, you know, we're going to hopefully get the unions to help us out here. They have to see what's going on with the big picture. Maybe some retirement incentives, you know. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your service. We really appreciate it. How about looking at a retirement package for an incentive to move out, and then we can, you know, kind of ease some of the employment crunch. There's just going to be a lot of things we're going to talk about, just a lot of ideas. The mayor's got a lot of progressive ideas. Council has ideas. You know, the department heads have ideas. We just all got to sit down, cooperate, and try to figure this thing out. We've got enough time now, hopefully, because we're already discussing it. The Finance Committee's on it with Joan Scalise from the council and some of the other council members involved in that. So we're trying to take a proactive approach to this, but like anything, you know, it's just going to ramp up fast. You know, here it comes.
All right, 624-0870 if you have a question for Utica City Councilor at Large. Jerry Krause, 624-0870. Let's talk about Harbor Point. They're down there. They're doing the dredging. Talked to the mayor this week. He's all excited about it. And things are moving forward. It's going to be a lengthy process.
Yeah, I took the tour. I went with the mayor a couple weeks ago, and he kind of laid it all out for me. And we did run into one of the businessmen that will be involved in one of the buildings there, the Nikki Doodles proposed restaurant site. And, you know, when you sit and look at the blueprint, you sit and look at the big picture, and you see how this could be. Mm-hmm. With if everything falls into place, it could be beautiful.
Sure.
It's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be a tourism destination for people coming off the Thruway. It's going to be something for people to be excited about. When you've got friends and family members coming in to visit us in Utica, it's definitely going to be a place to go with restaurants and lodging and entertainment and just, you know, the harbor there. If you can imagine, you know, green areas, park areas, boat areas, it's just going to be a fantastic destination. And as I mentioned last time, I think we chatted, you stick that in the middle of any kind of a travel brochure with the Turning Stone on one side, Cooperstown on one side, and the Adirondack Mountains on the other side.
Yeah, we're positioned well, absolutely.
We're right in the middle of the action. So, you know, then, okay, now we got commerce coming in. We got people coming in. They're staying here. They're buying stuff here. Now the sales tax revenues start going up for us again. We can kind of ease off on the property taxes. And what a great concept for everybody involved. And plus, with the quality of life, you know, just when you to you know, your neighbor, I'm going out to the Harbor Point. They've got a band playing tonight. We've got dinner tonight. We're going to go out and, you know, take a walk through the park out there tonight. Again, it's, you know, it's just something that adds to the quality of life of living in the city of Utica.
Certainly admire your vision, Jerry. And I hate to say this. We're coming up against the end of the interview. Between you and Mark
already.
Wolver, well, yeah, I mean, you guys are he's like Jeter and you're A-Rod batting clean up here.
So well,
we need to talk about, first of all, okay, yes, that's where I was going. Tell me, you went to the Paul Anka show the other night, and I don't think I have to tell anybody this. You were the afternoon drive voice at WOUR for what, 70 years?
Dr. Rock.
Yeah, was it 70 years I think you were on for?
Yeah, about
29.
Years.
Okay, and it struck me funny because I sat in the studio next to you for quite a while.
Yeah.
and you were playing Zeppelin and Skinner and playing all these things. And then you called me Monday morning to tell me you went to see Paul Anka. Is the doctor mellowing out here?
I think the mayor might have been there because I saw him next door at the restaurant, the Ancora, after the show. And I know the county executive, Tony Pacenti, was there. Yeah. And I know our commissioner, Dan Labella, was there with his daughters. They're all getting into it. I'm on the board of directors at the Stanley Theater, Mike. So I always try to keep involved with what's going on there. A lot of great entertainment after the $22 million renovation a couple years ago. The theater's looking beautiful. A lot of great things going on over there. So when Paul Anka was booked, you know, it kind of piqued my interest because I never seen him. Never seen him. But I always knew he was a legendary entertainer. My twin brother Jim out in Syracuse has seen him, and he says, you got to go. This is going to be a great show. You're not going to regret going. It's like a Vegas-style show. And I tell you, I went. We went with a bunch of friends, and I tell you what, it was a lot of fun. It was great because he is an entertainer. I would encourage anybody that wanted to check him out, you know, go on YouTube and check out some of his concert clips. He did a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. with the video screen in the back, this huge video screen. No, he's got like a 12-piece band behind him, horns and everything. And he did the song, and he was singing back and forth with the video screen, Sammy Davis singing. He did a thing with Michael Jackson singing that was, you know, of course, pre-recorded, but he co-wrote a song, and it was very dynamic. He did the Time of Our Lives, the Time of Your Life,
the Kodak commercial.
They dropped this big screen, and it's like a scrapbook with all his kids, and he's got a five-year-old boy now. He's got five grown-up daughters.
Wait a minute. He's got a five-year-old boy.
About 70 years old. Yeah. He's the man.
Real? Wow.
So, Paul Anka, but, he's written over the years. He's written the words to My Way for Frank Sinatra. He wrote the Tonight Show theme. He had that big 70s classic. Now, I know when we used to sit around the radio station, Mike, you used to reminisce and tell us about a lot of stuff from the 70s, and I was just a young lad back then, but, remember, You're Having My Baby.
Yeah.
He's saying that, and the crowd was, remembering some of those songs. But he had, from the back in the 50s, Diana and some of those songs, Put Your Head on My Shoulder. But it was a full, an hour and a half show with a lot of discussion in between. He's a showman. He works the crowd. He came into the crowd. He came right in front of us, and singing to people and, bringing ladies out of the aisle to dance a little bit with him. Very outgoing personality. So it was a great show. I really enjoyed it.
Boy, he's great. And I'll tell you what else is great is the Stanley. Just going, just being there. Mm-hmm. What a great feeling. And what a jewel in the crown here.
City
of Utica.
And, we encourage people that even if you haven't been in a while or if you're looking for a night out and you hear about a show coming up or you got, time to go with some friends and head downtown, get to a restaurant, have a dinner, a couple of drinks, go out to a show. It really is a night that you'll enjoy.
All right. What did we miss? Did we miss anything?
Hmm. What did we miss? Can I say a couple things about the Humane Society?
You
as long as we
can.
Brought that up.
Heck
we've got a lot of fundraisers to keep us going up there. We have a can and bottle drive. We do one a month. We've got it next Saturday, the 30th, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. right in the shelter parking lot. Drive in. I think we're going to be in costume for Halloween, Mike.
Really?
I'm
going to
work on that. I don't know yet. I'm going to work on something.
Okay.
I got to work at it. Maybe Deputy Dog or something. Just something to tie. I don't know. So that's from 11 to 2 next Saturday, the 30th. Bring your bottles and cans. We'll unload them for you.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then the auxiliary is putting on the holiday pet photos. We do it every year. Bring your doggies in, and cats come in too, and people take pictures for their holiday cards. It's at the American Legion Post 229, Herkimer Road in North Utica. Mark these dates down because it's just two dates, but we have professional photographers there. It's great settings. It's really nice, and it's a fundraiser for the shelter. Saturday, November 13th from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., and then again on Sunday, November 21st from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And it's a low-cost fundraiser. You pay some money. You get your pictures with your pets, and it's a nice souvenir. You hang on to them over the years, and you see how you grow a little bit older and your pets grow a little bit older with you.
Sure. Great stuff. And by the way, your piece on KTV every week looks good. You've always got the cutest dogs on there.
they get adopted, too, and it's a nice part of us going on TV with them because once you see them, it's one thing for me to tell you about them, but if you see them and you see how cute they are and how, when we drive up the hill, Mike, I tell them, I look them right in the eye and I say, this is your 5 minutes of fame. If you behave, you're going to go to a nice warm couch with, dog biscuits and somebody rubbing your belly all day. And if you don't, you go back with me over to the shelter.
Well,
how do you want to play it out?
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind that myself. Warm couch. And someone rubbing my belly, that might not be a bad way to go.
I'll bring you out with me sometime. We'll work on that.
That'll be great. I promise not to bark. Dr. Jerry Krause, up and under comes the music. I guess that means we're done with the interview. We'll have you
back
soon.
Mike.